here's a story from The World.
Now let's get some reaction to what's happening in Washington from around the globe and what's happened to America's international image as a model for democracy. Here's The World's Shirin Jafari.
American democracy had a very bad day yesterday, as images of rioters ransacking Capitol Hill shot across the globe, foreign leaders were quick to comment.
Und mich haben diese Bilder wütend und auch traurig gemacht.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the images out of D.C. made her furious and sad. Most friends of the United States, she said, admired America's democratic tradition. On Twitter, Merkel wrote that her own departure from the office would be quite boring. In France, President Emmanuel Macron offered a heartfelt defense of the American political system. He even did it in English.
We believe in the strength of our democracies. We believe in the strength of American democracy.
Reaction came from all corners of the globe. There was some trolling, for sure, from Turkey, Venezuela, and China. But many leaders spoke up. And the common thread in their messages, as one European diplomat put it, American democracy was under siege. Zakaria Mumpli teaches at City University in New York. Mumpli has researched and written books about uprisings in Africa.
I think one of the key issues right now is the potentially death of the narrative of American exceptionalism, the idea that the U.S. is a uniquely democratic country that would not be prone to the types of actions that we witnessed yesterday.
He says for a long time, the U.S. relied on that narrative to promote democracy abroad. But during his time working and researching in African countries, he heard a lot of skepticism about that.
Many African countries have experienced American interventionism that has long not adhered to the rhetoric of democracy that the U.S. government often deploys. So I think there's a sense of comeuppance right now in many parts of the world.
In the city of Ramallah in the Palestinian territories, Salem Barahme was watching the riots play out in Washington. He runs an NGO called the Palestinian Institute for Public Diplomacy. His reaction?
It was a mix of amazement and horror.
He says the first thing that stood out to him was how different the police responded compared to what it seemed back in the summer with the Black Lives Matter protests.
You know, if those protesters were not white, they would have been arrested, beaten, hurt.
And Barahme says he could relate.
One thing that struck me was the parallel I felt in my own life as a Palestinian in Palestine, living under a system of segregation, and also one where your freedom and rights are determined by your ethno-national identity.
The images of policemen taking selfies with rioters were disturbing to Sandeep Roy. He's a writer based in Kolkata, India. Roy says he too watched in disbelief as the windows of the Capitol building were shattered and offices of lawmakers trashed.
I was shocked and I was also deeply saddened.
At the same time, he says maybe the events of yesterday should not have been all that surprising.
What has happened is that a certain kind of bigotry and hatred and violence has been mainstreamed and normalized. This was always part of the body politic in America, but it was just not allowed to become mainstream.
President Trump has considerable support in India, and Roy says some of his fans have been silent, but others have applauded the actions of the rioters in Washington. India, he says, has had its own share of discontent on issues such as farmers' rights and citizenship for Muslims.
Ironically, the same people are quite aghast and shocked when farmers or protesters about a citizenship bill change or Muslims come to the Indian capital or do a kind of a hunger strike or something blocking roads to press their demands.
Roy says he has the feeling American democracy will make it through this troubling time. But he says it's high time for the country to examine its self-appointed role as the policeman of the world. Salem Barahme in the Palestinian territories makes a similar point. He says democracy can come under threat, even in the U.S.
I think it also will require the U.S. to take a very deep look at its institutions and the framework of its society and be humble about it and not always think it's in a position to preach to the rest of the world about democracy.
And as always, people across the globe will be watching. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.